Gripped the wheel of her mid-2000s hatchback, her newly splinted pinky pointing towards the windshield. Val sat in the passenger seat.
So, Dante seemed nice?
Are you serious right now?
They pulled up to a red light.
I just mean, he got you the chips and he didn't need to do that?
He was just being friendly.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I'm not... Hey!
A tiny goblin stood outside the car and tried to get under the hood.
Hey! Stop it!
The goblin popped his head up, shocked Billy could see him. He looked at Val in the passenger seat.
Get!
The goblin rushed off with its tail between its legs.
Sorry, we don't have time.
No, it's fine.
It's just...
There'll be other cars. He'll be okay.
The light turned green and they drove off. Val and Billy stood outside of a rundown house. The lighting was poor, aside from some lightning bugs that glowed in the night.
We don't have to do this.
You heard him.
What does it matter?
Well, seeing as how it's either I do these stupid things or I die, I guess I have to do these stupid things now.
You don't have to do anything.
It's easy to say when you're immortal.
Damn.
Really? Right now?
I have to.
Okay, meet me back here when you find it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He turned to leave, but turned back.
Do you really want to stop seeing us?
It's not like that.
It's okay. I get it. You didn't ask for any of this. Good luck.
Val rushed off. Billy took a deep breath and walked up to the door. She cracked open the door and entered quietly.
I can feel you judging me right now. I didn't say it was smart. Hindsight is 20/20. Just stop it.
She crept past a staircase and down a hallway on the first floor. She peered into a room. There were attics lying on mattresses on the ground. Gaunt monsters held their heads and guided their hands on the needles. She kept moving. She pulled out her phone. She dialed 911.
You're not gonna find what you're looking for down here.
She spun to see an addict slumped on the ground against a console table. They were shrouded by darkness.
What am I looking for?
The truth.
Billy wasn't sure what to think.
The only way out is through.
Thanks.
She walked past the addict as they rubbed their face.
Upstairs.
Billy glanced towards the ceiling. She hesitated.
Bye-bye.
Billy walked back towards the front of the house. She eyed the front door. She figured she could just run for it. She stopped at the foot of the stairs. She couldn't make out what was at the top of them. She took a step. Then another. She checked behind her. She reached the top of the stairs and found a door. She reached for the handle, but... She hastily grabbed the skeleton key and tried to fit it in the lock, but there wasn't even a keyhole. Instead, there was a recess with an odd shape. Similar to... No. The inverse of...
Shit.
She examined the embossed Gordian knot underneath the door handle.
Yeah, exactly. The old guy's pin.
She backed away from the door and noticed an inscription. Before you enter, look here and see. Only front and center, on my words will be. Drop to enter, drops to leave.
What the shit? Right there with you guys.
She backed away and rushed down the stairs. She looked around but didn't see Val. She thought about waiting, but instead ran to her car. Billy snuck into the funeral home. She peeked into the viewing room, but it was empty.
Clay? Good. We're alone.
She ducked back out of the room. She slunk down the hall.
Listen, I wasn't one for stealing from corpses, but this was a unique case. And I guess technically I had already kind of stolen the key from him.
Billy crept down the stairs. It was dark down there.
This place was honestly not as creepy as it seems, I promise. Okay, the cliche flickering light wasn't helping my case, but seriously, I promise.
She walked over to the refrigerator, opened it, and it was empty. She bent down to see that it was, indeed, totally empty.
Okay, that was pretty creepy.
She looked around. She was completely alone. She shut the refrigerator and walked towards the stairs. The light continued to flicker behind her. She peered up the stairwell. She shook it off and crept back up the stairs. She could barely make out anything in the funeral home. Every corner covered in shadow. Against Billy's better judgment, she walked over to the source of the sound. She reached for the door handle. She gripped the knob and...
Clay?
He wiped his face to hide the tears.
Are you okay?
Hey, yeah, of course I am. Why would I not be?
I just thought...
Clay's eyes welled up.
I should just...
Susan stood me up!
Clay, it's okay.
She rushed over and sat on the arm of his chair.
I would give anything to punch the monster of awkward consoling right in the fucking face.
I don't understand. Do you think she walked in and saw me and left? Do you think it's like you've got mail?
Sure. I mean, no. She probably got held up. Things like that happen all the time.
Yeah, you're probably right. I should text her.
No. No. She'll reach out.
Okay.
Billy noticed a bottle of whiskey on Clay's desk.
Have you eaten?
No, I'm doing keto. I have to wait.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I was looking for something.
What?
My necklace, remember?
Was it a gift?
It was from my grandfather.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's find it.
He went to stand.
No, it's okay. It'll turn up. You should probably just get some rest. I'll leave you alone.
She went to get up, but he gently grabbed her arm. A soft plea to stay. She muscled through it.
Good night, Clay.
She rushed out.
That was awkward.
She walked up to the front door and opened it, but... Val was standing outside.
Sorry.
He had a cat in his arms.
Billy? Are you okay?
Was that Clay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
She walked down the block.
Where are we going?
I don't know. The pin wasn't there.
Peculiar. Bueno.
He looked around to find a place for the new cat. Val hustled to catch up with Billy.
Maybe we can...
I need sleep.
But...
Look, I want to figure this out, but I'm not valuable to anybody like this. I didn't realize I was going to be hunting down mysterious relics from dead people. We'll sleep and start again tomorrow.
Good idea. We should get Chinese.
Not tonight.
Okay.
Sorry. Tomorrow, I promise.
Cool.
He got in too.
Hey, buddy. Do you need anything?
Billy walked into her room without a word.
Dealing with living people things is exhausting.
She was out like a light. Young Billy leaned against the window in the back seat of a car. She had her headphones on. Her dad was driving and her mom was riding shotgun.
Billy?
Billy was distracted by her emo music.
Billy?
Billy was frustratingly oblivious.
Billy, your father's talking to you.
She snapped out of it. She pulled her headphone off her ear a bit.
Yeah?
We're gonna stop for ice cream.
Okay.
She put her headphones back on. They headed towards an intersection. Billy didn't have a care in the world. They drove through the intersection with ease and parked at the ice cream shop. Billy opened the door, but instead of being near an ice cream shop, fully grown Billy was now near a lake. She looked around. Her parents were nowhere to be found. Lightning bugs fluttered nearby. She walked down the trail towards the lake. Through the trees and in the distance, she spotted her mom down on the pier.
Mom?
Her mom couldn't hear her. She dove off the pier and into the lake. Billy continued down towards the lake, where her father was on the shore fussing with a beach ball near a tent.
Ben!
Just a second.
Ben, there's a...
Her dad turned.
Honey?
Billy never got a great look at him up close. He rushed over to the water. He didn't see his wife.
Honey? Honey?
He turned and shouted towards the tent.
Billy, baby, stay right there.
He dove in after his wife. Silence. Billy walked over to the tent, revealing it was empty. She turned and walked down the pier, and at the end of it was the pin. Billy picked it up and looked at the lake, which was swirling violently. The pier collapsed under her feet until... Billy was frozen with sleep paralysis. The light on the ceiling swayed with the branches from outside the window. Her breathing heavied.
Val.
Nothing.
Val.
Billy's eyes scanned the room. She tried to move her fingers. Nothing.
Val.
She stared at the shadows of the swaying branches. It felt like she was being watched.
Hello?
Silence.
If you're here, just show yourself.
She could finally wiggle her toes a bit.
What do you want from me?
No answer. Her finger twitched a bit until she jolted upright. She shook off the frozen feeling. Her skin crawled. She looked around the room. It was empty. She looked over the edge of the bed.
You would think I wouldn't be afraid of monsters under the bed at this point in my life, but it's scarier when you know they're real.
She ripped up the covers. There was nothing underneath the bed, aside from dust. She laughed at herself a bit. She got out of bed and walked over to the door. She cracked it open to see Val, asleep on the couch, with a few cats roaming around him.
I know I look dumb. I wouldn't be telling you this part if I didn't know I look dumb. Forget it.
Billy dropped back into bed. She stared at the shadows dancing on the ceiling and closed her eyes.